All set?
One second.
Yep, come ready. On. Ultra, how are you assessing things right now then after what have been a good couple of games, could you say? Maybe disappointed though after Tuesday night?
Yeah, as I say, a good couple of games. Disappointed with the... not massively disappointed with the... Obviously with the game on Tuesday, but disappointed to concede an equaliser or to concede three equalisers, obviously being three times ahead in the game. But four unbeaten, like you said, two wins and two draws. So, yeah, things are looking positive and we're just looking forward to the weekend now.
It's not often that you'll score three goals at home and not get all 3 points, is it? But that just shows you what the Championship can be like at times.
Yeah, it's a relentless league. There's a lot of quality players. I think, obviously looking at Fulham, they had an £11 million striker. So, yeah, there's a lot of quality on show, and we're just pleased with, like you say, with the last four games since the Ipswich game, and we're looking to continue that this weekend.
And for you personally as well, when fans call us, they say the unsung hero this season has probably been yourself, because you've been in there as a mainstay, you've adapted to the Championship, you've risen through the leagues with the side, and yet you seem to have just taken the step up to this level in your stride.
Yeah, obviously it's nice, but... you know what football's like. One week they can be saying that, and then the next week they can be wanting you out of the team. So you've always got to stay level, stay grounded, take the highs with the lows, and just keep coming to training every day and working hard and keep trying to improve. And that's what I'm doing.
How do you feel that you've taken to the league, though?
Yeah, I feel like I've done okay. I still think I can do better. More as I always say, I always look to try and come into training every day and improve things and work hard and. Try and add things to my game with the coaching staff here by doing extra in training after. Some days, obviously, you have bad days, and some days it works out well. But as I've said, I just think the key to it is to try and stay focused and try and stay on a level kind of playing field. And the hard work will show its rewards, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people forget that about footballers, that you do have other issues as well going on apart from your job on a daily basis. Yeah. You know, any of us in an office or working in a radio station will have good and bad days, and yeah. You guys can be the same.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Some days you come to training and you don't train as well as you'd like. But that's part and parcel of football, really. And then some another day you'll come in and prepare exactly the same training and you'll train really well. So, as you said... the older you get, that's what you learn, really. You learn to kind of stay level. But the lads here are all great lads, and we all come in to train and try and work hard and try and improve the best way we can.
And the squad at the moment in time, Steve Evans has just told us that he's got a bit of a selection headache because he's got that many players to select from at the minute.
Yeah, the lads, I think the injury room's looking pretty empty at the minute now that the reserve game yesterday, the lads came through it. So, yeah, the squad's looking healthy, and competition for this is always good.
And this weekend as well, trip down to Brighton, it's a long way to go, but it's a fantastic stadium, a fantastic venue.
Yeah, I've heard it's a fantastic stadium, never been down myself, but looking forward to it. Another good thing, as obviously getting to the Championship, is playing at these fantastic arenas. Another big club with a lot of resources. So yeah, it's another big test, and we'll go down there and look forward to it like we do every other game.
It is what this league's about again, isn't it? Because you've taken on Leeds, then you've faced Norwich, and then you've obviously got Brighton, and coming up in a few weeks you've got Sheffield Wednesday as well. It is a great league to be involved in as a footballer, I imagine.
Yeah, it's, as you've said, every week's a different, a huge game against a huge club, really. You know, like you say, look at the last four games, Blackburn, Norwich, Leeds, Fulham, and we've got 8 points from those four fixtures, so... We're doing okay, and we'll just keep working hard, as I've said, and keep trying to do what we've been doing all season, really, which is be hard to beat. Disappointed with the three goals conceded on Tuesday, but we'll get back to it today.
What do you know about Brighton then? Because they've not been pulling up any trees recently.
Yeah, no, they haven't, but obviously I live in Huddersfield, and they played Huddersfield on Tuesday, and by all accounts, they gave a really good performance. So that... They've got a talented team on paper, which every team has in the Championship. And for some unknown reason, it's not clicked for them. But they've got a really talented team, and we know the threats that they'll pose and how good of a team they are and how they want to play. And we'll be fully aware of that come kick-off on Saturday.
Top man.